Oh.
Medford. 91.5
FM.
Sweet Cecilia up and left without a trace. Silently. And I know someone's used these words.
Good morning, Medford.
It's a beautiful day outside. This is Libretti World Peace.
This is Manny B.
This is Jizzy J. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Well done, Jizzy J.
Bird watching.
As you can see, we have a special guest this morning. Jazz.
Hello, everyone. This is earlier than I'm used to being up.
This is usually when Jasmine's falling asleep. Yes. So
my expectation was that you would have to stay up to make it. But you look presentable.
Thank you.
Face is washed. Hair is dried.
Necklaces are on.
Yeah. She never takes them off.
Yeah. Okay, the viewers don't need to know that.
I did not hear my alarm this morning. Anna had to be like, Jasmine, turn it off. A shout out to Anna. Sorry.
Thank you, Anna.
She's probably still sleeping.
This is the first time you're in the studio, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel great. It's a cool space.
It definitely fits your vibe. So that first song was our main girl, Jizzy J's pick, called This Must Be the Place.
By the Talking Heads. A good old classic. Remastered.
Of course, remastered.
Thank you, Spotify.
So the flowers are in bloom this morning. Jasmine even said, wow, I should probably wake up earlier more often. It's so beautiful.
It's truly a glorious day outside.
And my eyes
may swell shut by noon.
Mm-hmm.
However,
we have a long night ahead of us.
But from now until noon, we're good to go.
True, we do. There are multiple festivities this evening.
Oh my god, there's so much.
Are you excited? Manny has a formal.
I do have a formal.
So does Jazz.
And so does Libretti World Peace.
But it's not mine. I'm simply a guest.
She was invited by our main girl, Razballs.
Whoa!
You never heard that nickname?
No.
Oh yeah, so you should probably whip that out for her.
I'm so glad it's coming to light.
I don't know who started it. It might have been me only in my head.
I think it may be.
I think you should catch on.
And with that, what do we have next? Oh, a song that by one of Mandy B's favorite main man's.
George Ezra.
If only we were taking him to formal.
Oh my god. We can discuss this later. Alright, goodbye everybody.
What a beautiful dream. I think I'll stay a while. Won't open my resting eyes. Courts of God in between. Twilight was rocking me. Could not hear the symphony. Is the grass of Eden overrated? The grass of Eden overrated. Somewhere off in the past, morning is calling me. I missed it deliberately. Is the grass of Eden overrated? The grass of Eden overrated? It's such a beautiful dream, a beautiful dream. No one else. It's such a beautiful dream, a beautiful dream to me. With your fingers ablaze, you've got that hunger now. Take me, I'm going down. Underneath the debris, I'm calling out to you. Do with me what you choose. Is the grass of Eden overrated? The grass of Eden overrated? No one else. It's such a beautiful dream, a beautiful dream. No. Such a beautiful dream, a beautiful dream. No one else. It's such a beautiful dream, a beautiful dream. No one else. It's such a beautiful dream.
You're making plans, we're wedding bands, while love's so grand. Usually that's not how it happens. We're making plans, and understand. I move slow to real love, let's just say it happens. It all works and we find ourselves laying in my bed like we hope we would, but what we never should. Ah, oh, but won't it feel so good cooking up rhythms with you? There ain't no trouble in the world that making love can soothe, cause to me, that's the recipe to honey and sugar in a touch of a casual vibe. With me through the motion, with me through the motions, with me through the motions, with me.
Believe, but it's true. So when our hearts
Wow, excellent song choice, Brady.
Thank you. It was discovered in my Discover Weekly, which usually is a bust, I have to say. Spotify never truly nails it on the head for me. It, like, the songs are like, like, so close.
But when you get one winner like that, it's almost worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Discover Weeklies aren't that long. It's like an hour to go through.
Once I found a Japanese song on my Discover Weekly, I still don't know what it's called because it's in Japanese.
That's pretty cool.
It's a good song.
Yeah. You know you have headphones, so you can listen to yourself speak.
I'd rather not.
It's super fun. You can hear your radio voice.
It's a little, it's a weird experience. But
which, my grandma over the weekend told me my voice was sexy on the radio. Thank you, Grammy. She's probably listening in this very morn. Speaking of Grammy, she would really like this. So we were just in the studio chatting away, and Jasmine goes, can we play Paradise Waiting? And my jaw dropped because that is my cousin's band's song.
I'm starstruck.
Vacationer will be back on the air very soon, just so everyone knows.
We'll be in attendance at all their Philadelphia venues.
We will, except I think the band is breaking up.
What? Jasmine is visibly upset.
Jasmine is a new fan. But my cousin is trying to break away and start his own situation. So, if that works out, I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, please do.
Thrills.
Can't wait to
EP
see what comes up.
Coming soon. But yeah, this weekend's pretty big deal on campus. Spring Fling, our second, Darty, and also the only Darty of this semester.
It's
only big Darty of this semester.
It's where Tufts campus turns into, what do they say? Tough State.
Yes.
Tough State. Welcome to Tough State.
And the three of us will be debuting neon suspenders.
Brady is amped this morning.
I am. I can't tell you what it is. I think it's pure adrenaline. Post my Spanish final in 5 hours. Oh my god, yeah. It's so early. I think I'll lose it all.
She's just excited to share her Spanish knowledge with the world.
I'm just excited to be alive, honestly, on this glorious day.
BDE.
Best day ever, in case you are confused.
Big dick energy, if you so choose to interpret it that way.
Mostly best day ever.
Small parentheses. BDE.
Side note.
There's some controversy with Spring Fling this year because of the fact that it's on a Sunday and a lot of professors scheduled finals and papers that Monday.
The administration. Oh, no.
Yeah.
The administration is really trying to cramp our style.
That's really okay. Styles will not be cramped. Saturday's the new Sunday.
Jasmine. That is
you mean
the
Sunday's the new Saturday?
No. Well, also vice versa, because I'll be in the library.
Oh, true. Yeah, that's very Saturday. I don't think our suspender has got enough love.
Suspenders.
Let's just say it with us. All right, we will be decked out. Honestly, like, no bow tie, colors. But maybe next year.
We will also all be representing our different brotherhood and sisterhood attire.
Since we're all affiliated Greek-wise.
I think this is the best time to tell our viewers that I'm dropping out of Alpha Phi next year.
What?
Wait, actually?
Whoa. Yeah. Like,
I had a 3.5-hour nap yesterday or 2 days ago, and during the nap,
did this come to you in a dream?
I had an epiphany.
No way.
And I said, this is useless. I'm dropping. So, I'm sorry, Fisters, for all those out there listening. We have,
I'm visibly upset.
She is.
She's visibly.
No.
We can debrief later.
I'm not.
We have 10 listeners. They're probably all Fisters, and I'm sorry to all of them.
Do you think you get Grammy?
We have 9 Fisters listening, but Grammy's like a
I thought she meant Kate Rowland.
I have a grand big because that's what they do in sisterhood.
Kate, they would have been very close, I think, but there's a third person. She has Amanda has a twin.
I have a twin, and I have a twin in real life. I don't need a fake twin.
Yeah, that's so true. Wow, it's never been put to me that way. Mm-mm. Oh yeah, it is.
Leaving it all on the air.
All on the air.
We really, like, wish we could get, like, really into our personal lives and, like, entirely expose ourselves, but we're not that brave.
The one morning when Libretti wasn't here and I was just out here monologuing, I was thinking about just laying it all out. I was just, like, spinning around in the chair. And
my mom,
like,
would have heard it all.
Yeah, she would.
And she would have been like, let's unpack that.
I'll call you later. Yeah. Okay, let's get back to some more music. What should we play?
Oh, I have a good one up.
Oh, wait, but let's first just acknowledge how great of a song that last one was. It was by Jank Setup.
Yeah.
Called In Motion.
My Instagram story now says Jane Setup. Simply not correct. Jank. Okay. J-A-N-K. In case anyone was confused.
Like janky.
Yeah. Like jockstrap janky. But.
Yes. That's also what I was
thinking. Jockstrap janky. That's the first thing that comes to your mind.
Well, I was going to say, like, ballet shoe janky, but jockstrap janky just has a better ring to it. All right. And with that, we have Sour Candy by Melt.
Whoa.
Coming.
Who recommended that?
Willie Uman.
Okay. So he's obsessed with this song, like, in
it's
a
so good.
Bit of a scary way, but it's perhaps one of the best songs. And the lead singer goes here.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
She's a freshman.
Freshman.
Oh, yeah. Her voice is whack. We should have her on the show. Anyway, okay. Without further ado.
Channels seem the same. Are you ever coming home? I like you with your sour candy in the boathouse on the lake. But I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate. I hate the way it tastes. Oh, it's been so long. And I cannot help but wonder, are you ever coming home? When I see you with your sour candy, don't want it any other way. Oh, I just hate, I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate. I hate the way it tastes.
Okay, we're back. And boy, do we have a PSA for all of you.
You want to hit it, Jizzy J?
You got it.
No, I mean, there's a little one.
Okay.
Grace
numbers
us with
to
your
think
voice.
About. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. Public service message from WMFO and Medford House Educational Radio.
Were they just telling us a statistic?
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Okay.
If you're not thinking after that, you don't have a brain. Wait, what was I?
That's what I was going to say.
I was watching something. I was watching something and they were like, oh, all right, in Nature into Art, we were watching this, like, art documentary about the
Nature into Art is a class that Liberty's taking.
Yes, sorry for all those out there. there was this albatross video that was like a social political commentary, and he was like taking photos of these like decaying albatross bodies with like pills like stuffed in their like stomach because they're like becoming extinct because of like eating trash in the ocean. And but the documentary, there was like this whole like mating scene in this documentary, and these birds were like dipping their heads, and then
they have a whole dance.
Yeah, they really do. Do you know?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Wow. Anyway, so you know that like their brains are the size of a walnut. Yes. So everything that they do is like they input their sensory information comes in at like a faster speed and they're able to process it. So technically they're dancing slower than how we perceive them. So this artist like slowed down their dance and set it to classical music. And it was really beautiful. But after he said that their brains were the size of a walnut, I couldn't think about much else.
Can I share a wonderful brain story?
Yeah.
Okay. So my dog Cookie, who also just recently celebrated her 13th birthday on 420, has
blaze it, Cookie.
Oh, she did. She really did. But so she has all these like weird little quirks. And we thought it's just because she's inbred. But no, it's because we took her to the vet one time.
Is her brain undersized?
Her brain is too big for her skull.
Oh,
so
no.
The doctor was like, oh, like, she just has these quirks because, like, her brain's being squished and, like, so she, like, weird little things will happen. So
now every time... that's my problem.
Her brain's too big for your head.
Yeah.
So now every time she does something weird, we're just like, aw, it's a little squish brain.
Aww. Another funny story that involves Cookie. Amanda made a great friend, a TSA agent at the... No. Okay. We just got a head shake.
Well, I told my parents about it, but they weren't very pleased. I just gave out too much information to a TSA agent. And he, like, could find me now.
Perfect.
But,
he could find you before.
She was just being, like, her wonderful self, which Amanda has the problem of being too nice to people. And, like, people misconstrue it as, like, her being, like, flirtatious. Like...
But with a 30-year-old TSA agent, you don't even think about it.
I mean, you might. There may have been some signals that you missed.
Damn it. I love taking off my belt. Dripping down.
I think it was the shoelaces that actually really did him in.
Probably.
Not the laptop out of the sleeve.
Does this need its own bucket?
All coins out of your pockets, please.
Okay, you're right. It was my bad.
And with that, what do we have next? Oh, well, we have some options. We could have some Quinn XC.
Ooh.
I.
He played at our spring fling last year, so.
Or we could have
Tame Impala.
Yeah. Patience by Tame Impala. Yes. Okay, we got a big yes from that. Next up, we have Patience by Tame Impala.
nigga, we lawless. Please move with caution. Who said the fairway? Damn right, I need all this. Yeah, Jack, I need all this.
I'ma need hot agua. You gon' meet Jamaica, I won't say it in patois. Hope I strike a nerve like a package of matches. You may wanna bypass, this smoke ain't gas trick. A prince turned pauper, try and do like kings do. Sweating in chess games, try and move like kings move. You should slow your roll before you drown in a moat. He tried to channel balance, but never found the remote. Killers on the prowl, still jugging off a lick. I'm still in with a double for his. Common politics, everlasting mayhem. Draw to stick you for your figures, that's how they hang, man. So what's your game plan if you got one? You aiming at passengers with a shotgun? Whoa. The aftermath is, you in the scope? It's warfare, is warfare? No. You understand, it's probably better you don't. Just keep a dock on standby, charter a boat. Ship set sailing, planes depart. The big picture's in motion, are you playing your part? Before the lights get dark and the curtains get closed, are you playing your role? As told by an organized criminal in general, get off my genitals, I got your general.
Hail Mary's in the sky. False prophets get buried alive. Head on the throne, cause that's where I reside. Ways of the world, the weak won't survive. Something's in the water. Hey, my nigga, we lawless. Please move with caution. Who said the fairway? Damn right, I need all this. Yeah, Jack, I need all this.
I had to be about 9 when I first had seen it. Lolos pulled up outside of the Ralphs. After a car show with Dominguez, they had a disagreement they had to air out. Just another day in Del Amo. Faux show, man down, man dope. Thank God I never had to knock your partner off or be another casualty of war. Amen. There's 4 footprints in the sand where I walk. I never claimed to be a saint at all. Or rush in tripping with hollow tips in a Kalashnikov aimed at y'all. No, solo ho. Kept it clean, rotten, dirty, jury would've gave me 30. Herbie Love bugging out, hit the target blindfolded. Electoral college devoted to hit the score, to write the score. That's not a metaphor, raging against the machinery. Taping up the scenery, you gotta keep the peace to keep the peace. Got donor, squad up and mop the block up for a cleaning fee.
I don't need you to change. I don't need you to change yourself. But I've got to get away.
Thank you. by you. The way that you love me and all it takes from me. But now I've seen all the truth, yeah. It's written on your face. Can't keep up with your pace, no. You love starting riots, standing in the dark. Try to fight these giants, oh, you hate their bark. You love sounding sirens, drag me through the sparks. Try to fight these giants, oh, you hate their bark. You know, your ways get under my skin. The world's tiniest violin on my shoulder like, oh, she's too much to handle. I've had too much of what you give me. Overdosing on this thing. You were my mess, now I can't put out the candle.
Okay, we're back.
We just saw the funniest little man outside.
I was like, wow, this kid has such skinny legs. The party goes, he also uses them weird.
But I was looking at a different man. There were two little mans walking by. The one was like, about. His like knees were like lock popping and locking. At 7:50.
Pop and lock your knees. What are you doing?
Thank you, Jazz.
Jizzy J coming in you. Coming at you with that, with that realness.
And the show's supposed to be PG.
Also sorry about the quick expletive in the Anderson .Paak song. I wasn't prepared
that was
for that.
Unintentional. Well, it is 7:55.
Wait, my dad needs a shout out.
Oh, okay. Hey, Scotty.
There you go. He's in Denver, so it's 5:55 right now, but he's just chilling.
Our loyal fan base travels
you.
WMFO, take us with you on your next vacation.
Let us serenade you.
Beachside, slopeside, we got you covered.
Yeah.
This is Ready World Peace.
This is Mandy B.
And this is Jizzy J.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Bird watching. We're really gonna have the best song to send you guys off with to this beautiful Thursday. Thanks for tuning in this morning.
Hope to catch you again.
Yes, Jasmine, you're welcome anytime. You were a true gem this morning.
We'll see.
Thank
if
you.
I can
rally. And with that, without further ado, part two.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met
also have a birthday shout out today. Happy birthday, Isaac Rosen, 22.
I don't know about you.
But I'm feeling 22. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And with that, good morning, Memphis.